Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about the books we'd like to recommend.
And Sabrina is bringing with her a brand spanking new book. It came out, like, what, a month ago?
Yeah, it did. Just this last month, so just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it is called The House at the End of the Moor. Just to share with everyone listening, I already turned this book back in because it had holds on it. So I printed a copy of the cover, and I brought it so that everyone here can see the cover.
She even folded it, so it looks like a tiny little pamphlet book.
It does. Yes. It does. It is backwards, though. I didn't realize they put it on the wrong side.
It's okay. It's okay.
So
so ultimately, the book is here in spirit.
Yes, exactly. And so, yeah, it was a really interesting read. And I was just talking to Katie before we started about how I didn't realize that this was a new book. I found it because I was looking on Fantastic Fiction at one of my new favorite authors, Jodi Hedlund. And this was a book that she recommended. And I was like, okay, cool. So I looked in our catalogs and we didn't have it. So I did a little recommend a title for all you listeners. That's an option.
Certainly,
you can find it on the website or ask us at the library services desk. But I did a recommend a title, and then come to find out it was brand spanking new.
Not only brand spanking new, but apparently very popular since there's a number of holds.
Yeah, apparently so. Which now that I've read it, I can understand why.
So tell us about the book. It looks historical. Is it also inspirational?
It is historical. It has a little bit of inspirational in there, but guys, it's also very full of suspense. That is not me. I am not a suspense reader. So it was a different adventure for me.
Yeah, because I don't even get, in fact, it really doesn't go any further. Go ahead and describe the cover to us.
Let me describe it.
You don't get the feel of suspense from it. Usually books kind of advertise what you're going
to get. You're right. You don't. So like from the cover, it looks like it's a cloudy, overcasted day. There's a woman walking towards a house. It looks like it's set in Ireland or England. The house is made of like stones. She has a really beautiful like fabric. I don't even know how
it's like a velvet little. Coat with a big flouncy 1800-esque gown.
Exactly. So I did not get suspense from this, and I just got excited because I felt like a lot of Ireland vibes off the cover, and so I didn't even look at what this book was about.
You were like, house at the end of the moor.
Exactly.
Can't be anything like the house at the end of the street.
Or the cabin in the woods.
And Jodi Hedlund recommended it, so of course I will read it. And then I was shocked as I got like chapter to chapter, and I was like, wait, hold on, I don't like these feelings that I'm feeling. And my husband was playing Madden beside me, and I was like, I do not like this. And he's like, the game or the book? And I was like, the book. I'm so filled with like suspense, and I don't like these feelings.
What is the main mystery behind this, or what makes it so suspenseful?
Okay, so it opens up in like a prison out on the moor.
Dude.
And this guy is trying to escape, and he's talking about how he needs to get out so he can prove his innocence. And so you're like, yeah, okay. Like, you're going to escape prison, obviously. Like, it's like the first page, you know, like, okay, it's coming. Like, no problem there. Suspense was fine. And then he escapes, and his name's Oliver, and he has been wrongfully accused of stealing these jewels. They're like a ruby necklace. And so he takes off and gets shot in the process. So you're like, oh, what's going to happen? Is he going to die on the moor? Or what's going to happen? Again, I did not read the back of the book to find out what this is about. I just dived in. I was very excited. And then it switches to this girl, and her name was Maggie, and she's very, very much a recluse. She does not want anyone at her house. She likes to be away from people. She has two servants, and they also are like very private people. So she finds him almost dead on like outside of her house. And so she brings him inside because, dear Lord, a dead man outside of her house will bring people, and she doesn't want people coming.
I like so, that's her thought process.
That's her thought.
Not, oh no, he's dying. It's no. Like someone's going to see this and they're going to call the cops.
Someone's going to bring someone, and I can't have that. So she brings him in and like literally shuts all the drapes and is like, no one can know he's here. I don't want anyone to know.
Oliver must have loved that.
Well, he was unconscious for days, so it was well after the fact that he's like, wow, actually, like, you saved my life.
This is great. If they had seen me, it would have been bad.
Exactly. And so she starts nursing him back to health. And this is where the suspense starts, y'all. She goes into town because she needs a certain kind of, like, concoction to help infection. Mind you, this is, you know, Victorian era kind of feeling. So she rides into town, gets what she needs, but then she talks about how there's a bulletin out for, like, this these people who were wanted. And of course, she sees someone she recognizes on one of the bulletins. And I'm like, oh, man, it's our guy Oliver. Like, clearly, he escaped prison. It's not. It's her.
Mm.
And then that's when all the suspense starts. And it's just a roller coaster of emotions.
Gosh.
And I read it. But I begrudgingly did because I was like, I just want to know what's going to happen. Just tell me who was involved.
Does that mean this is a recommended read from you? Or
it's a recommended read. It's a good read. But I was still frustrated for my own self because I don't read suspense for a reason. Because
well,
I am
especially because you read to escape, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to think.
I don't want to be more stressed.
Yeah, I don't want to. Exactly. We are already in stressful times. I don't need more anxiety in my life. And sure enough, I read the book in like 3 hours because I couldn't go to sleep because I had to know what happened. But yeah, it just ended up being like a jewelry heist slash like parliament was involved. It was just wild.
It's
and
like an espionage level.
So,
like
yes.
Mystery.
Is it too much of a spoiler to find out why she was on the wanted list?
So not really. So basically, for some reason, she leaves her job in London and she's a very popular opera singer. And it is the same night that he is arrested, Oliver, for stealing this ruby necklace. And he's confused because he was at the party and then the next day was arrested. And he's like, I didn't have anything to do with like jewels. Like, what are you talking about? But the necklace she was wearing... were the jewels. But how did she get the necklace with the jewels? That's the real mystery.
Oh.
And so then he finds the necklace because she is hidden away in like this cupboard under the stairs, like everything from that night because she does not want to remember it. She's trying to get away. And you don't really know why for the longest time, like why she's trying to get away from what happened that night. Just that's the reason she's a private person now. And so he has to go in there for something and finds the jewels, which are the jewels that have him in prison for the last like year. And she is confused on why he knows. She's like, those are fake. Like, they're just part of my costume for like the opera that night. And he's like, no, they're definitely not. And so she's like, these are real. And then they go on this search to figure out how they were framed. And that's where I was just like, ah. Oh. God, y'all. Couldn't you just know? Couldn't you just told us?
So could you describe the 1800s prison that he was in?
It was very much like, there was a certain word for it, and I cannot remember for the life of me what it was called. But I did a little bit of research afterwards, which is my favorite part of historical fiction, is just learning more about it, which is horrible because I can't remember the name of a certain type of prison. But basically, it was made of stone. There was no windows. It was very dirty, damp, prime place for rats and diseases. And the way that they worked, you know, their sentences off, I guess, where you had to spend the amount of time there, but also during the day you would build like penny fences with like the rocks, like, oh, you know, if I'll give you a penny if you go build a fence, like that's kind of what they were called. And so it was basically you go and dig up rocks and then you start building fences and that sort of thing. They weren't there very long in the prison, like only a couple pages, but you could tell it was like really, really bad. So.
Since it was only a couple of pages, how did he escape?
Okay, so they were out trying to build rock fences, and he had a friend who was also told him he was wrongly accused. And so, of course, these two like get together because they're like, we're not supposed to be in here. But the friend was very, very sick. And Oliver wanted his friend to escape with him, and they would work together to clear each other's names. But the friend was too sick to run. And so the friend created a diversion. And that is how he was able to get away. So, and that he was getting away, and then the guy shot him in his arm. So, like, he was far enough away that it wasn't, like, close enough range for an accurate shot.
Yeah.
But it's also the olden days, so a paper cut could kill you.
Very true. Right. Very true. Yeah. Yeah. So that's how he got out of prison. I don't know. I thought it was really interesting from a historical fiction's point of view was how the system, basically, like, the not a caste system, but like society system in London and how that was like separated out. And Oliver was very much against like having slums or like anything like that. He thought that Parliament should be throwing money into helping that, you know, group of people. And the person who framed him was not
a political rival.
It was a political. Yeah, it was political. And so it was very interesting just how everything played out. And I didn't expect it to play out the way that it did, which probably is why it's such a good suspense novel, because you couldn't figure it out, which is why I read it so quickly.
Would you read anything else written by this author?
I actually checked out two more books by her. And I'm just hoping they're not also suspense.
Are you going to be checking the back covers?
I did check the back covers this time. I did, because I could not and would not.
I personally am very excited for you to come into work tomorrow with bags under your eyes.
Be like, say, she did it again.
It happened again. Fooled me once.
It's really possible. I read a lot over this holiday weekend, but that was my next book. I have like my little bookmark in it. It's next to the bed. So we'll see what tomorrow brings.
Was there romantic tension between Oliver and Maggie? Or was that not front and center?
It wasn't like a front and center type of thing. It wasn't like the storyline. It wasn't like, oh, this is definitely a love story. I mean, yes, they obviously fell in love. It's an inspirational romantic fiction. Like we know that's coming. But it was kind of like there was a lot of growth in both characters. And there was also like just family, I don't even know, like family tensions were kind of fixed, which were interesting. I didn't expect that to happen. And so it was more like, oh, you've taught me how to be a better person. You mean a lot to me, that sort of thing. But there was the guard from the prison who was so adamant to get a hold of Oliver, because he had this very twisted righteous mindset that if you were in prison, it doesn't matter if you think you're innocent or like maybe you were wrongfully put in there. It doesn't matter. Someone said that you were guilty, therefore you're
Jean
guilty.
Valjean, I was about to say.
Yeah. Yeah. So the whole story is
a real Javert.
Yeah. So the whole story is mainly him chasing them, trying to. But like, this is interesting. This is my one criticism. And maybe it's more of a reflection of who I am as a reader. I didn't like the jumping points of view.
Okay.
So it really ranged from Maggie to Oliver to the bad guy to other people. And I was just
like it goes around.
It jumps. Okay. Yeah. And so like it gives you a little bit of insight into what's like going on the other side. But it was just, it was annoying to me. I was like, okay. All right, back to
the people I care about.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I guess maybe that's me as a reader. I don't like maybe one or two points of view, but I don't
want. Sometimes I feel like it has to be interwoven appropriately for it to not feel choppy.
And maybe with the added suspense, it felt choppy for me. Maybe that's what it was. So I'll read another of her books and then let you know if it's still that way.
What is the next book that you have by her?
Oh, okay. So the next book that I have by her is, I want to say, Brentwood Ward, but basically it is about early 1900s in England, and there is a group of people who help assist the police, and they are either former criminals or people who are just really dedicated. They're basically our version in America of like bounty hunters in a way. Like,
oh, the whatchamacallit.
Yeah. They have a name, and
they have a very specific name named after the street they operate out of.
Yes.
And I cannot remember.
I've read it on the back of the cover, but I haven't read the book yet. So
comment below, readers, listeners.
Yes. But it's about him, and he's actually hired to protect, I think that's why it's Ward, like protect this one person, because there are several bad people trying to get to her. And so it's kind of this, like, he's trying to get to these bad people by protecting this one woman, because he knows that it's almost like she's bait in a way. So I think that
sounds kind of suspenseful.
I know, Sabrina. I know.
You read the back and you were like, oh, someone's trying to murder this woman and a police officer is protecting her. This feels and like a nice, bait. Comfy romance.
I know. But it wasn't, I didn't think it was going to be as suspenseful as the other. And I was hoping that it was only going to stick with two points of view, but we will find out. Okay. I'm trying to branch out, you guys. I'm trying. I did a little bit of fiction reading and I'm back to inspirational, but I'm trying. It's different.
Do you think that this book would appeal to, or maybe serve as a bridge from like mystery and suspense to inspirational?
Ooh,
is it a good genre bender?
Yeah, it is. That's a good point. It really is. Because when I got done, I was ranting to my husband about all this pent-up anxiety that I had. It was like 11:30 at night. And I was like, if I wanted to read mystery, I would have gotten a mystery novel. And he was like, okay, calm down. But no, I think it's a great venture, especially because it still has like the inspirational and a little bit of romance typed in there, you know? So it's a good blend. And I even wondered, which I don't think we have, like an inspirational romance mystery section.
We don't have a specific section, but a lot of the inspirational books tend to fall into either like a historical fiction romance bend or a suspense. You seem to get the overlapping one that is inspirational romance.
Yeah.
suspense
all together there.
Historical.
And it's also very hard to find like suspense books in our regular mystery collection that are clean. So
sometimes
it's even nice to
sometimes
have a few
people
books like that.
Yeah, sometimes people think they're right. I'm writing suspense. Throw all the violence out there.
You gotta make it gritty.
Gritty, curse words.
And this one did not have any of that, thankfully. I don't
Perfect.
Think I could have gotten through any grittiness or gore. So.
Yeah.
Not only are you being suspenseful, you're also hurting people. I don't like this.
I can't handle it. Oh, man. But no, it was a good read. It was.
Were there any side characters that you enjoyed getting to know?
Well, like her maid was mute. So that was interesting, just how they interacted. She could hear fine, but she was mute. And so when she found the man outside, she was like visibly upset, but like she couldn't say what was bothering her. So Maggie had to go through several questions to like, something outside frightened you, something outside is okay, take me to, you know, like trying to get to what was upsetting her. So that was interesting. All the other side characters were bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bad people or just bad characters?
Bad people.
Okay.
Bad people.
I figured you meant bad people.
Yeah,
just
bad
in
people.
Case.
No, they were bad. Yeah, it was an adventure. I'd recommend it. I honestly think this is the first book that I've read so fresh out of the gate. Like, I didn't even realize it was a new book coming out. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. It was interesting. I'm curious to read her other books that are published a few years ago to mm-hmm. see how they compare.
The author that recommended it, is she normally just historical?
So she's historical fiction, and I am just in love with all of her books right now. So her name is Jody Hedlund, but she wrote this series about orphan trains, like from New York City to going like Midwest. And so it was interesting because it follows what it was like, these German immigrants and how they got here and how they couldn't sustain life. And then their parents got sick because it's such horrible like living situations, and really like put the frame of like how difficult it was to live there, but also how difficult it was to then move west and be split up and, you know, that sort of thing. But then she also wrote this other series, which is the one that I started with that I found. It's like a bride ship series, and it's about brides coming from England to Vancouver, colony there. Yeah, which I have never read anything about that before. So it was really fascinating to hear like what the processes the women had to go through and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it was cool. And so that's when she recommended this. I was like, oh, yeah. I just didn't know it was going to be suspenseful too. I grew. It's okay.
Is there anything you wanted to add?
I do recommend the book. I know that I sound like I didn't care for it, but I do.
Given that you devoured it in 3 hours, that's a pretty strong testament for it.
Right. I could have just closed it and been like, no, I'm not dealing with this anxiety. But no, I liked it. It was good.
Maybe just don't read it right before bedtime.
Yeah, exactly. And be prepared. Maybe read the back. Don't go into it cold so you know what's going on.
But, yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for bringing us a book that's outside your comfort zone. And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.